It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street. A great awakening. All God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah! Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good Friday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We have a great day lined up for you here on this Friday, the 27th day of March, 2015. I would like to remind you that I'll be ministering this Sunday morning and Monday evening, March the 29th and 30th, at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, where Lawrence Neeson is the pastor. For more information about those services, you can go to destinychristian.com, destinychristian.com. It's going to be a great day. Everything seems to be changing in America. It is amazing what we see happening, and it's very difficult to even keep up. And I know that Satan has come to destroy, steal, kill. And one of the things he's after is your peace. I'm gonna pray with you today, because I believe that I have a word from the Lord to deliver to you here today on BPN Radio. Father, we just come boldly into your presence today on this Friday by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And I pray in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose be done in this broadcast today. I thank you for every listener here on this Friday on BPN Radio. I pray that you would bless them and minister to them. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear. I pray that you would anoint our spiritual eyes to see and our hearts to receive, because we believe that one word from God can change our lives forever. And so we're gonna be praying together today. And I'm so thankful to have you being a part of BPN Radio. And don't forget, we have a BPN Prayer Leaders Gathering in Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And we want you to come and be with us. It's a 9-11 call, April 9th, 10th, 11th, Austin, Texas. All you have to do to register, and the registration is free, is you go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And then you can click on the box there that has our picture, and you can send in your registration. So we need to reserve a seat for you Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and Saturday morning. And so it's going to be a wonderful time for prayer leaders, or if you desire to be a prayer leader, or you just want to come and pray. You say, I need to hear from God, I need a word from God, and I need direction from God. Thank you for being patient with my throat today. I've been ministering a lot, and so sometimes I just have some throat challenges. So thank you very much for your prayers for my throat, if you will, today. Delighted to have you. Thank you for your contributions. And if you want to contribute to this BPN Radio broadcast, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and go to the donate button. You can send us an offering by PayPal or by debit card, and there's information if you want to send us a check. Thank you for sowing some seed into this broadcast. I want to welcome churches all across America and around the world. We do have some new churches praying with us today. We want to welcome Freedom in Jesus Church in Granite City, Illinois. I want to welcome the SIB Kuala Lumpur Church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, as well as Cross Point Assembly of God, Greenville, South Dakota. And if your church is not praying with us, all you have to do is go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a sign-up place. And we would love to have your church represented here at the Breakout Prayer Network. We have almost 1,000 churches that are now praying with us across America, different nations of the world. I'm so thankful to have the privilege to pray, because I know it is the key. And I'm going to pray for people today that that need peace in their heart, peace in their lives. You seemingly are heavy, you're distressed. You feel like there's no true destination in life, nothing really to live for, or maybe there's just a lot of heaviness in your life and you just seem like you have no peace. I have a word from God for you. But first of all, today on this Friday, you know, there are a lot of people today that I would call unsung heroes out there. In fact, I am helping write a book on unsung heroes, men that have made a tremendous mark, men and women that have made a tremendous mark on many people's lives, but yet have never been officially recognized. They've made major contributions, but maybe have been overlooked because they're not on national television or not represented on some well-known social media site. But today I want to recognize a man that has been my friend since 1986, and his name is Joel Cook. And I went to minister for Joel in 1986. He has to be one of the greatest preachers I've ever heard, I've ever known, and he's still preaching the gospel. And not only does he preach, but he gives prophetic words and words of knowledge. I've never heard hardly anybody that is much more proficient in giving words of knowledge than Joel Cook. And Joel has brought out a new CD. He also plays the trumpet. And I'm going to play a song by Joel Cook. And then I'm going to be back to pray with those of you that need peace in your life. I have some other things to pray with you about here on this Friday here on BPN. But right now, I'm going to play a song by Joel Cook. He's going to play the trumpet for you. Why don't we just worship the Lord as he plays right now. There's Joel Cook. That's a great song. Where could I go? Where could I go but to the Lord? Trust you enjoyed that. Joel Cook. And by the way, you can get more information about Joel Cook's music and ministry by going to Joel Cook Ministries, and you can just Google that, I guess, Joel Cook Ministries, and he is in Palestine, Texas, and here's a email address if you want to contact Joel. Preaching, PreachinWV, PreachinWV at hotmail.com, PreachinWV at hotmail.com, or you can just Google Joel Cook. Joel Cook, C-O-O-K, Joel Cook Ministries. Thank you very much, Joel. I enjoyed that, your trumpet playing, and glad to have you playing music. And Joel one day is going to be on. He's got some great things to share with us. Thanks for listening to BPN Radio on this Friday. Dale Gentry here, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're believing God for 1,000 prayer centers. And if you would like to make an application, have a prayer center, that can be a public center or private center. You get all the information by going to bpnradio.com. and you can click on the box that says 1,000 Prayer Centers. I want to pray for those today that are really being challenged with stress, anxiety, burnout. You just have a spirit of heaviness. You wake up during the night, maybe in a cold sweat, and saying, what am I doing? How am I going to make it? What's gonna happen to my company? What's going to happen to my job? What if I don't make a sale this week? Is my wife going to stay with me? Is my husband, is he having an affair with another woman? A lot of things can happen in our lives that just totally take away our peace. And am I going to live long? Am I going to have misunderstanding in my life? And we all of these things. Am I going to die? Am I going to die too early? Am I going to grow old and have enough income? Well, all of these things can just go through our minds to destroy our peace. But here's what John said in John 14 and 27. He said, I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I've told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you, peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left, feeling abandoned or it. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. I'm leaving you my peace. The Living Bible in John chapter 14, verse 27 says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't fragile like the peace the world gives. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you'll be very happy for me. For now, I go to the Father who's greater than I am. The Good News Translation says, peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. And the J.B. Phillips Translation, John 14 says, I leave behind with you peace. I give you my own peace, my gift. It's nothing like the peace of this world. You must not be distressed. You must not be daunted. You've heard me say I'm going to go away and I'm coming back to you. If you really love me, you'll be glad because I'm going to my Father. He said, I'm coming back. So what did Jesus leave with us? We know he didn't leave the Holy Spirit with us. He sent back the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. They experienced that. There's some things that he did not leave with us. He sent back to us, or are we in the process of receiving? But he did leave us our peace. His peace. And do you remember when you first came to know the Lord as your personal Savior? And how he gave you that incredible peace. And most people will testify that the day or the night that Jesus came into their heart, forgave them of their sins, they felt like they were walking on clouds. One man said, I got saved at a church service. He said, I was walking home. He said the street lights were singing. He said the stop sign was clapping its hands. He said everything was just wonderful. The stars were brighter than I've ever seen them before. So that man had not only received the Lord, but he had received that incredible peace. The Bible says the peace of God is a peace that passes all understanding. So when you came to know the Lord, you received that peace. And Jesus said to his disciples, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to leave you my peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. And so what happens along the way when we come to know Jesus is somehow Satan comes to steal our peace. Many times we say, well, we've just lost our peace. We don't have it peace anymore. We don't have that tranquility. And we are distressed. We're anxious. We're fearful. We're distraught. And actually, we didn't lose it. Satan came and stole our peace. And I'm going to pray for you today that God will give you an incredible peace, that he will renew that peace in your life. And so, in the name of Jesus, I pray for people that are listening to BPN Radio today that somehow have had their peace stolen through circumstances, through situations, through bad reports. You must understand that a bad report can totally steal your peace. And sometimes it's very difficult to get it back, because you fall into that realm of fear and apprehension and anxiety, wondering what's going to happen. But I pray for you right now, here on BPN Radio on this Friday. I pray the peace of God that passes all understanding will fill your mind, your spirit, your emotions, in Jesus' name. I take authority right now over that spirit of fear that is desiring to capture you, captivate you, and cause you not to live a peaceful life, not to live a productive life. And so I just pray for you right now in Jesus' name, that God would give you great peace in Jesus' name. Here's my friend Martin Smith. And he's just going to sing, waiting here for you. So we're just waiting in his presence today. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you as Martin sings?
If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high in praise. And it's you we adore, singing hallelujah. Thank you.
it's you. We adore singing
hallelujah. Well, that's Martin Smith waiting here for you. So thank you for listening to BPN Radio here on this Friday. Dale Gentry here, your 24-hour internet prayer station, praying for you, praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, praying for your family, praying for your city, praying for your church, and praying for your nation. These are difficult days in some ways. And other ways, very incredible days as we hear about revival breaking out in different areas of this nation. We are so thankful and grateful for nations around the world that are joining us praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Of course, I'm believing for revival in 1,000 cities. And if your city is not represented on our map, you can go to letspraymerica.com. And then you can go to our map, MAP. Make sure that your city is signed up. If not, there's a sign-in sheet, a sign-up sheet, so that your city can be represented and even your church can be represented. So thanks for being a part of BPN. Remember that I'm going to be ministering this Sunday and Monday at Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, where Lawrence Neeson is the pastor. You can get more information on those services by going to destinychristian.com, destinychristian.com. Also, I want to remind you again about our prayer leaders gathering. If you're a prayer leader, you desire to be a prayer leader, or you just want to come and pray with us, that is right around the corner, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And one word from God could change your life forever. So I want to invite you to come. There's a lot of people coming. And some mighty prayers, and we're gonna intercede. We're gonna believe God for a word for you, and it could be 3 days. It could literally change your life. You just say, "I just need to get away and pray." And so we have a spot for you. Just go to bpnradio.com, and there is a place to register. And there's some information there. And once you register, we'll be sending you some additional information concerning hotels, et cetera, et cetera. So delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio. We're praying, believing God for peace in your heart, in your spirit. And you say, "Well, how do I get that peace back? The peace that I once had in my life. I feel so troubled, so afraid. I could hardly sleep at night, and it just seems like I get one bad report after another. So many things happening in my life. How do I get that peace?" Jesus said, "I'm going to give you the peace." So you had it to begin with. Somewhere it got stolen, but you can get it back. I'm praying for you right now that God will move you into a place of peace in your life. Peace and tranquility. In Jesus' name, I bind all troubled spirits. I bind all spirits of heaviness. I bind all spirits of fear. I bind all spirits of apprehension, wondering, what is going to happen to me? What is going to happen in my life? Am I going to have enough money? What about my children? Are they going to serve God? And I've not heard from my son in a while. What would I do if my husband was to leave me? How would I make a living? And it goes on and on and on. And I believe there are some people that are listening here today on BPN Radio that you've had a bad report. And it may be a report from a lawyer. It may be a report from a doctor. It may be some type of report concerning your job or your business. I want to pray for you right now. And you must understand that when bad reports come from men, you must seek for a higher word, and that is a word from the Lord. That's why that I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. And so I just want you to know that you can get a word from God. I was sharing recently with the congregation how in 2004 my wife Jean was diagnosed with cancer. And it came as quite a shock because Jean had never even had a cavity. And so I have a spiritual son who's a surgeon, and he was going to remove the malignant tumor. But she just didn't have a peace about it. Now, I know that everybody must operate where their faith is. And so she did not have a peace about having the surgery. And so our spiritual son, who's a medical doctor, a surgeon, he said, that's fine. Jean and I decided to go away and pray because she had a word from God that she was going to have healing without surgery. You know, you can get healing with surgery. I believe in medical science. I don't revere medical science. One doctor that we talked to said, you know, I don't believe in all those miracles. He said, I believe in myself. He said, I've been doing surgery for 30 years. And he said, I believe in myself. And when we went to get a second opinion concerning Jean's medical condition, that's what he said. But we know that there is a higher power than medical science, although we are thankful for medical science. We know there's a higher power and there's a higher word. So Jean got a word, healing without surgery. We can give you healing without surgery. We got a prophetic word. There's going to be an overwhelming victory. And so we stood on those words. We prayed. We got away. We let our spirit get very peaceful. We let our bodies rest. We did not continue with our busy schedule. We walked and prayed. We had other people interceding for us. And we followed the plan the Holy Spirit had laid out for us. And I just saw my wife, Jean, come into a supernatural peace. And it was amazing. One morning, she got up and said, Dale, I want to go have another biopsy. I just believe the cancer is gone. And so she went and had another biopsy. The night before she was to receive the pathology report concerning her new biopsy, she just went to sleep and slept like a baby, slept late that morning. And it was amazing. Most people, I believe, would have been staying up during the night, fearful, anxious. What's the report going to be? What if the report is worse than it was? But I just saw my wife go into a supernatural cocoon. I would call it a peace, a place of peace. The Lord said to Moses, I'm going to hide you in the cleft of the rock. I believe that was a peaceful place. And so the next morning, my wife got up. I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm very peaceful. I said, you afraid? No, I'm not afraid. So several hours later, the report came in that there was no sign of cancer. She's been cancer-free now for about 11 years. So we had great rejoicing, but I saw Jean go into a place of supernatural peace. And God can do that for you. And many of you have heard me interview a young man by the name of Darren Frank, whose brother-in-law murdered his sister and his mother and critically wounded his father, who's still incapacitated. And how he was able to forgive his brother-in-law, who's in prison, and he was able to move into a place of supernatural peace by simply saying, I forgive you, James, I forgive you. And the incredible story is that he and his wife and his father, his children, and his sister's children have all moved back into the home where the murder took place. And his sister's daughters, they're able to sleep in the bedroom where their mother was murdered. And people listen to that story and they just say, well, that is incredible. How could that possibly happen? It could only happen because they received a word from God that they were not to allow this man to take away their peace. They were not to allow this man to rob them of their future, because they were in that home, were happy in that home, and so they all moved back. And I went there not long ago, Gene and I, after I ministered at the church, we went there to visit Darren's father, and there was just extraordinary, supernatural peace in that home. And so, that can only come from God. So Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you," and if the devil has stolen your peace, you can get it back. But you must understand now, if you're going to get your peace back, you must walk in forgiveness. Walk in forgiveness. Because if there's anything that would destroy your peace, is unforgiving towards someone. So Darren said to his brother-in-law, who murdered his mother and his sister and critically wounded his father, "James, I forgive you. I forgive you." Then he had to forgive God, because how could God allow something like this to happen? And then he had to forgive himself for thinking, well, maybe I could have done more to protect my sister, to warn my sister, to keep my sister and my mother safe. And so he had to go through this proper progression of forgiveness. And so today, if you want to walk in peace, you just need to take time to forgive anyone that has hurt you, offended you, misused you, abused you. And you may say, well, somebody's taken my life, they've ruined my life. Nobody can ruin your life. They may attempt to do that, but if you're still breathing, I just know that God is with you. So I pray for you right now, first of all, in this proper progression of peace, that you will forgive anyone that has hurt you, offended you, abused you. You say, well, I've already asked them to forgive you, but the hurt or the pain, forgive me. I've already asked them to forgive me, but the hurt and the pain is still there. So we just take a few moments right now. Just call their name in prayer. And say, Lord, I do forgive them. Why don't you just take a few moments now to forgive God? You say, well, you know, there's no way I'm unforgiven toward God. But do you know so many people blame God? They say, well, God didn't answer my prayer. God made a promise, broke his promise. God told me this and it didn't come to pass. Or I prayed and I had a word that God was going to heal my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife, whoever it may be. And they died. They weren't healed. I tell you, some people get healed in heaven. Some people get healed on earth. Some people get healed in heaven. And so a lot of people, they don't realize it, that they're carrying a spirit of unforgiveness toward their God. So I just pray for you right now that you will that you will forgive your Creator, and know that he cannot fail. He did not break his promise, because he's a promise keeper. And you say, well, I knew I heard from God. Well, we know in part. We hear from God in part, know in part, prophesy in part. So just takes a moment just to forgive God. This may be a little difficult, but you can do it. And then thirdly, you need to forgive yourself. And this, I believe, is the greatest challenge. How do I forgive myself? I blame, you know, because so many people, they blame themselves for what happened. If I hadn't have walked out, if I hadn't have made that choice, if I hadn't have made that decision, if I had not let him go, if I had not let her go, if I just hadn't quit my job, I would have some retirement. If I hadn't have done this or hadn't have done that. And so we blame ourselves and we hold ourselves in bondage. We hold ourselves in captivity. And so I pray for you today, you that have no peace because you have not ever forgiven yourself. You have never released yourself. You have never let yourself go. So I pray right now I pray for you in Jesus' name, that you will forgive yourself. Would you just take time to say, you know, I really messed up. I made a wrong choice. I made a wrong decision. But the past is past. It's like water spilt on the ground. You cannot gather it up again. There's no way. And I declare there are things that has happened in your life that there's no way you can reverse it. There's no way you can change it. And I pray for those of you, particularly that your husband divorced you or you divorced your husband or vice versa, and they've gone and married someone else. You say, I wish I had them back if I hadn't only made that decision. But you just have to let it go, and realize that God has a new season for you. So I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I want you, if you want that peace back, you just got to forgive yourself. Would you take a few moments to do that here on BPN Radio right at this moment? So I'm praying for those of you today that need great peace. You've forgiven others. You've forgiven God. You've forgiven yourself. And now you're just going to ask for that peace. Lord, I just pray that peace will be restored into people's lives in Jesus' name. The peace of God that passes all understanding. And Lord, I pray today for people that are in a storm in their lives. And the storm is a great storm. I pray for them in Jesus' name. They've received a bad report or something has happened in their lives and they are physically in critical condition or emotional condition or whatever it may be, but they're going through a storm. And so I'm going to take time to pray for individual requests that have been sent in to us. And if you have an individual request, you can just go to bpnradio.com. There's a place to send in your prayer request. And our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and a group of prayers will pray with you for the next several days. So I just want to name a few of these. Sharon sent in a prayer request concerning to pray for Sean, who is a military person. And he's ended up in the hospital with a high fever. They're not able to pinpoint or diagnose his condition, but he's in the hospital. So, Father God, we pray for Sean today in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would minister to Sean in Jesus' name. We pray for James, who is going through detox, needs a miracle, deliverance from drugs. We pray for Andrew, who is in jail, needs a miracle and deliverance from drugs. We are living in a very addicted society. Street drugs, prescription drugs, and people are addicted in every direction. And we pray for everyone. We pray for Sean. We pray for James. We pray for Andrew. And we pray for others that are experiencing addictions in their life. We speak freedom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray for this man, Edmund, who's wrote in, wants us to pray for he, his wife, Dorothy, and their daughter, Anne, their sons, Peter and Daniel, that they will do the will of God. So I just pray the will of God for this family, and I pray the will of God for you that are listening to BPN Radio today. The will, the plan, and purpose of God that he has for your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Here's a person that's going through a lot of stress on their job. Job stress will certainly challenge your peace. So I pray for this man that wrote in this request. I pray in Jesus' name for this man that's going through difficulty on his job. And so I pray for others that are listening today having difficulties on their job in their workplace. I want you to pray for a friend of ours whose name is Jason Connor. Jason is the son-in-law of Bishop Tony Miller, a longtime friend of ours who pastors the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. And Jason Connor had a serious accident. He was going down the highway, and a trailer came loose from the vehicle in front of him and critically injured him. Jason is in recovery right now, but is having a lot of pain, discomfort. They've not been able to, because of his condition, they've not been able to run all of the tests that are needed to run. So let's pray for Jason Connor. Father, we pray for Jason. We speak healing over Jason now. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I want us to pray for Arena, the engineer here on our BPN broadcast, who has cancer, and she is facing surgery, having chemotherapy at the moment. So would you help me pray for Arena? She lives in the Republic of Moldova and puts the broadcast on every night at midnight. We pray for Arena. We ask that you heal her. We pray for Arena's miracle in Jesus' name. I want you to pray for our friends, Linda Ragland and Joe Ragland. Both of them need healing today. They're part of our ministry. So, Father, we just agree for Joe Ragland and Linda Ragland. We ask, God, that you heal them in Jesus' name. We pray for Pastor Pastor Brad Keller's wife in Vermont, Carol Keller, that needs healing from cancer in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we ask for healing right now. And everyone that is listening to this broadcast that needs healing, in the name of Jesus, we pray that by his stripes you were healed, and by his stripes you are healed in Jesus' name. And I pray for everyone that's going through a storm. You've lost your peace. Your peace has been stolen. You're going through some type of storm. My pastor, Bob Nichols, says there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way. And so I pray for you right now. And if you could just find strength enough to praise him in the storm. Here's Casting Crowns. They're going to sing, "I'm going to praise you in this storm." And we're just going to believe in Jesus' name that you are going to receive healing even as you praise him at this very moment.
I was sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, "I'm with you." And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find you? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain,
and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. From the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Have Casting Crowns. I'm going to praise you in this storm. Father, we're just going to praise you right now in the midst of our storm today. In Jesus' name, we just take a few moments just to praise your Creator and thank the Lord because He is at work in your life right now. Because He is at work. And just declare the word of the Lord. Remember, the word of the Lord is higher than the word of man. So whatever the Holy Spirit has spoken to you, whatever He's talked to you about your marriage, about your health, about your emotions, about your job, about your business, just declare that word. Because the word of the Lord is higher than the word of man. The word of man must submit to the word of the Lord. So I pray for you today. I pray for those of you that's going through troubled waters. And it seems like that the storm will not end. And it dissipates for a while, and then it just starts back. I pray for you, and I know that God is with you. He holds your right hand. He holds you up. He promised not to leave you nor forsake you, but to go all the way with you. And so He's not just walking. He's not just walking it out with you. He is holding you up. He is protecting you. He's got His right hand in your right hand, protecting you, watching over you. And I pray for you. I bless you now. In Jesus' name, I pray for those of you that are out of work today, you've lost your job. I pray in Jesus' name that you'd find a good job, a better job than the one you had. I pray for those of you that are in business and your sales are low and it seems like, wow, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't have enough to meet my budget this month. I pray for you right now. Ask the Lord to come and give you some emergency funds, supply your needs in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that have been hurt and wounded by someone that you trusted and someone that you thought was going to be loyal to you. They've turned on you. They've turned against you. David, he experienced that. He said, my friend that I went and had meals with has turned against me. And so sometimes people that we think that love us the most, care for us the most, sometimes turn their backs on us, and it can become very painful. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. And I pray that the will, the plan, and the purpose of God be done in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for another spiritual awakening in America. We pray for revival in 1,000 cities. We pray, Holy Ghost, that you would come and minister to America, to America. Pour out your Holy Spirit, pour out your Holy Ghost upon this nation, upon this land, upon every city, upon every college and university campus, upon every high school and middle school and junior high. We pray in Jesus' name that you'd revive the church. I pray, O God, Lord, that you would send revival to every home and that you would restore peace and tranquility in these homes today. God, we need you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for praying with me today here on this Friday. And I would appreciate you telling somebody that you know about BPN Radio. You can't miss us. We're on 24 hours a day at this time or any time. You have a wonderful day, and we'll be back at this same time tomorrow or any time here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.